Yeah, sadly, he's taken over this summer because I'm back in fighting this Saturday in Finland. So July and August was pretty busy for me. I had my CLM in July, and then in the August, just taking over and keeping fighting fit for boxing in Finland.
It's going to be a pretty big season for you, isn't it? You've been named the team captain, the first female team captain for the Army Boxing team. You must be made up by that.
Oh, I'm overwhelmed. You know, it's a part of history now. You know, the likes of past ABT captains, you know, went on to do really well and very successful. So for myself to be the first female team captain, you know, I need to set the mark high. So as you say, yeah, big season. We can do the 34 years in a row, you know, win the combined services, which no doubt in my mind we will. We've got a great team this year. So no pressure, but we like a bit of pressure.
And of course, hubby Chez, he was Army Boxing team captain a couple of seasons ago as well. So no pressure there either.
Yeah. He says I can learn from the best. You know, he's been there and done it. So yes, I've got him to help me out it needs be. But you know, it's my 9th season on the boxing team, so I've got plenty of experience with the Army Boxing team and how it works, and you know, its ethos and the way it runs. So I'm pretty happy, and I was made up when Jason, our head coach, announced me as team captain. So I'm looking forward to this season.
So back into the Army Boxing team for a couple of weeks now. How has the training been for you? Has it been pretty hard?
Well, officially the boxing team started back last week, and we had been in 2 weeks prior to that because we were off to Finland on Thursday to box against a Finland team. We had to come back fit. You know, we had a 1K and 3K best effort, and everybody was in their times. You know, no one was like overly unfit, so which is good because, as Jason says, we've got to hit the ground hard. So we're looking forward to going in Finland and getting a good result.
Yeah, got about 6 boxers going in the team heading out to Finland this weekend. It's your first show as TC, first show of the season. So any extra pressure at all on you?
Well, definitely. You know, I'm boxing the European champion and Olympic bronze medalist, so I'm not boxing, you know, I'm boxing the face of Finland, you know. So for me going there, especially at the lighter weight, I'm boxing lightweight now, so I've dropped the weight and I'm going to the lighter weight this season. As long as I go there, obviously I want to get the win, but as long as I put the performance in and Jason's happy if I perform, and you know, it's a bonus if we get the win. It's going to be hard out there because it's their home show and I'm boxing the best girl in the country, but I'm pretty confident that I'll go in there and give it my all.
You are confident then heading into it, you feel you got your training right and ready to step up into that ring?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I've done my homework on her, I know what to expect from her, you know, and team captain being going there is my first fighting a girl like that. You know, it is pressure, but as I say, pressure's good. I work well with pressure, and I've no doubt I'll go in there and I'll perform well.
Mentioned it's a big season, not just because you're TC of the Army Boxing team, you got the Commonwealth Games in Australia, you're building up to represent Northern Ireland in April, so that's another big occasion for you.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, our qualifiers in November, and I'm pretty confident that I'll win them, you know, to go in April. The last Commonwealth Games, you know, got a bronze medal, lost to the champion who beat me, Australian, so to go back to the Commonwealth Games in Australia, in the champion's hometown, and get a chance to box her, but this time do one better and beat her. You know, that's set the mark. You know, I've set my goals for this season. The main 3 are is to go away and compete and qualify for the Games, lift the Combines trophy for the 34 year, and to go away to the Commonwealth Games and get a gold medal.
And you're building up nicely for all of that as well. After the Finland show, you then got the Eindhoven Box Cup mid-October, and as you say, then the Commonwealth Games qualifies.
Yeah, we're busy. The whole team's busy. You know, we've got that Box Cup next October 19th. There's about 8 to 10 boxers going over there. Again, it's a European Box Cup. You've got like Russia, you've got Ukraine, you've got high standard countries of boxing. That's good for myself and the boxing team before Christmas to get a few fights under our belt. So it's great that we've got these competitions before the combined services. So by the time that comes, we've no doubt we're gonna win it.
Exactly. You've got that pressure as well. Haven't lost for 33 years. The inter-services boxing title, you've got the 34th next sort of March, April time beyond. Obviously, that's another big pressure. No one wants to lose it. You've got a new head coach coming in, James Allen, in January. He won't want to lose it. But the pressure mounts each season.
Oh, of course, you know, the pressure's going to be on the new head coach coming. You know, he's been here before as a boxer. He knows the team well. Myself, I've been here. I've seen the trophy we've been lifting the last 9 seasons. But to be the first female TC, you know, it is pressure. Even though females don't box in it because the RAF and Navy don't have no girls at that standard, still, it's our boys boxing against them boys. And, you know, and RAF and Navy are no mugs, you know, that they come every year with a good team and give us a good bout, you know, give us good fights. So it'll be pressure. But as I say, I always say, if you don't have pressure, then what's the point? A bit of pressure and being the winners, you know, and being the champions, that sets a mark for us. So I have no doubt with Jay Allen coming as our new head coach and myself being his TC, we'll work well together and we'll lift that trophy for the 34 year in a row.